Never by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sign Point, Alaska.
Guarda mamma senza mani, senza uomini e senza
rai. Rome is a beautiful city. And for singer Lila Al-Habash, who grew up right near Rome, that's kind of a problem.
I like to say Rome is so beautiful that for me it's like unbearable. I can't live here. Too many distractions, too beautiful. I couldn't work.
That's why Lila moved to Milan to launch her music career. But she came back to her old stomping grounds to perform for our Sense of Place Rome series. And coming up, she talks about that decision to move, as well as how her family influences her music. And she plays this song she wrote for her mother.
It's a song that I wrote, like, thinking about my mom and some things that I would love to say to her, even things that she wouldn't really be super happy about.
Lila Al-Habash on Sense of Place Rome today. I'm Raina Duris. This is World Cafe. And make sure you're subscribed to the World Cafe podcast. You can find us on your favorite podcast app. Just search World Cafe. And that way you won't miss an installment of Sense of Place Rome. And you can listen anytime, any place you like, even in Rome. Here's Robert Palmer with Looking for Clues.
It's crazy, but I'm frightened by the sound of a telephone. Oh, yeah. No doubt we could
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. They say all roads lead to Rome. But for Laila Al-Habash, pursuing music meant taking a road away from Rome to the northern Italian city of Milan. That's where she found her voice as a songwriter, but her influences run deep, drawing on both her mother's Italian side of the family and her father's Palestinian heritage. In 2024, Laila released an EP called Long Story Short, and she's getting ready to release a new album in the fall called Tempo. You'll hear her perform songs from both of those projects coming up in a session recorded in front of a World Cafe audience at Rome's Studio 33. For our Sense of Place Rome series, here's Laila Al-Habash with Sottobraccio. Live for the World Cafe.
Ho girato la tazzina, ho letto il fondo del caffè. Ho visto mai tenerezza, cardamomo e c'eri te. Che mi aspettavi, mi abbracciavi, un sorriso liquido. E non mi voglio dire niente. Non mi voglio dire niente.
Performing for a live audience for World Cafe's Sense of Place Rome series, that's Laila Al-Habash with Sottobraccio. It's from her 2024 EP, Long Story Short. My name is Raina Duris. We're recording this live at Studio 33 in Rome, and Laila Al-Habash is my guest today. Welcome to the World Cafe.
Thank you so much.
It's really nice to have you here. That word, Sottobraccio, there's no direct translation to English. It's not like one word in English that translates to that. What does it mean in Italian?
That's an amazing question, actually. So sottobraccio literally means under your arm, but it's like we're walking nearby.
Okay, so like kind of linked arms. It would be sort of, but
very Italian way to say
linked arms doesn't sound as beautiful as sottobraccio. I know that you are a songwriter who really loves the beauty in words. What makes a word beautiful to you?
Sometimes I really struggle to find beauty in things. I have to say, I have to admit that I'm quite a pessimistic person sometimes, but I am really an enthusiast about things and about life and about just little things. I mean, the sunlight today makes me really happy. And I think, I mean, we are in Rome, the best light in the world, I think, best sun ever. So I think the one thing that make things beautiful is light. That is also a way to say, also like how you look at things, no? The light you give to things. Live the light that arrives to things.
Yeah. You write your songs in Italian, which, you know, you don't have to, don't worry about hurting our feelings, but maybe you feel it's more beautiful. Some of the words are more beautiful than in English. Is that part, have you ever considered writing in English?
Although, like, my whole life I've been listening to American music, English music, British, I have to admit that it doesn't come natural to me to write in English because Italian has a lot of vocals. So I can sing like that with my whole like mouth open, which gives me like, I don't know, satisfaction. I really like the sound of Italian when I write, and it's like the easiest way to express my feelings. So I never actually considered writing in English.
But I mean, it works with your voice and your performance to sing in Italian. I hear what you're saying.
I'm shy. I'm not
shy.
Actually.
So how does, maybe walk us through this a little. How does a song come together for you? Do you find a word like sottobraccio that you decide you want to write a song around? Or are you music first and the words come after and you find beautiful words to go with it?
Writing song actually starts with focusing on a particular feeling. So I really have to focus on something that I feel that I can say a lot about. Mm. This particular sensation could be, you know, an emotion, something that I saw, something that I read in a book, something that I saw in a film. And when it comes to practical stuff, I usually really like to start from the groove.
Okay.
From the rhythmic section. So I've been, all my life, I've been so jealous of the people who can play drums because that's like my favorite instrument, I think. So I'd say I always start with the drums or with like a particular word, like paranoia.
Oh yeah, which we'll hear later, paranoia. What instrument do you write on then? If you're not drumming, but you start with a groove.
My voice. And I play piano and guitar, but I'm not like as good as them. So that's why they're with me.
I'm speaking with Laila Alhabash today on World Cafe for our Sense of Place Rome series. We're going to hear you play a few more songs in a minute. The first one you're going to play for us is called Oracolo. And it sounds like it's a song that is directed towards a mother. Is it your mother?
Yes. Also very Italian of me, talking about my mom in my songs. I know, I must admit that. Yes, it's a song that I wrote, like thinking about my mom and some things that I would love to say to her, even things that she wouldn't really be super happy about. But when she first heard it, like she cried.
Oh, like good tears or not good tears?
Good tears, okay. Super good tears. Okay, she like forwards it to all her friends, like, listen to Laila. What?
Okay, well, for the non-Italian speakers here, could you tell us some of the things you're saying to your mom in this song?
I say to her that I really rely on her, despite the fact that she's tough. She's tough. She's stiff sometimes. When I was growing up, sometimes she was a little bit too much to, you know, attend.
To impress her?
She was a little bit hard to impress, okay? So I really joke on this fact, but keeping it like a bit sentimental, I'd say, yes.
Will you play it for us?
Of course.
Okay, here's Oracolo from Laila Alhabash on World Cafe. Thank you.
uomini e senza orari. È una cosa che mi ha insegnato te, mi ha insegnato te. Sto da sola tutto il giorno, ti chiamo e dici adesso torno. Non è colpa tua, lo facevi per me, lo facevi per me. Immagina che stasera finisca il mondo, cosa faresti per cena? Stasera torno e ti chiederò uno di quei tuoi consigli così saggi e tranquilli, che non seguirò una specie di oracolo. Benedizione mi farebbe capire dove devo finire, io da me non lo so. Tu non mi hai mai chiamato amore, ma una svista, mai un errore, un'idea di perfezione che si addiceva molto poco a me. Sono una diversa dalle altre che hai avuto, chiedo costantemente amore, solamente amore. Immagina che io non viva più nel terrore di dirti di no. Stasera torno, ti chiederò uno di quei tuoi consigli così saggi e tranquilli, che non seguirò una specie di oracolo, uno spettacolo, una tua benedizione mi farebbe capire dove devo finire, io da me non lo so. Io stasera lavoro, ma non faccio tardi, sto con gente tranquilla di cui puoi fidarti. Io stasera lavoro, ma non faccio. Stasera torno e ti chiederò uno di quei tuoi consigli così saggi e tranquilli, che non seguirò una specie di oracolo, uno spettacolo, una tua benedizione mi farebbe capire dove devo finire.
Capisco se vuoi andare via. c'è un transito retrogrado dentro le mie scarpe, che come non lo so, ma mi riportano sempre qua da lei. Lei, lei che arriva sempre a qualche festa prima di me. Oh, oh, lei, lei che mi paga il conto per fare a botte. Una cometa inciampata e io non so come, non so quando, lei si prende tutto con un passo incessante, balla un samba minacciante. Si addormenta dentro di me, paranoia, oh oh, paranoia, oh oh. Lei non bussa quando entra, si siede e si addormenta.
For a live audience in Rome, that was Laila Al-Habash with a song she released in 2021 called Paranoia. Laila Al-Habash is my guest today for our Sense of Place Rome series. I'm Marina Duris. I want to talk about some of your influences and go back a little bit, because you're half Italian and you're half Palestinian. What kind of music did you hear around your house growing up?
When I was growing up, I listened to a lot of music, really a lot, because I'm like the youngest of three sisters. So we were all in one big bedroom, and I was like, I was obliged to listen to their music, and this influenced me a lot. So I grew up with a lot of indie music, like Belle Sebastian and Jens Lehmann, and a lot of Italian indie pop music. And growing up, when I was a teenager, I was really, really, really obsessed by, like, Lauryn Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And Joy Division, too, were, like, an obsession, everything. And I was very, different kind of music, but a lot of American music and hip-hop came later in life. But I really, really am a fan of almost every type of music. So I like music.
There is a clip I'd like to play of the last song from your 2024 EP, Long Story Short. It's called In Breve Outro. And I could be wrong, but it seems like maybe it pulls from your Palestinian heritage a little bit by using something called Zagruta. Could you tell us about what we hear in that song?
Yes, of course. And that's true, because I grew up with my dad and my mom, and my dad is from Palestine. And we had a lot of Egyptian and Palestinian music, like in cassette, playing in the car. So, you know, the rides to school and things like that were all Arab music. And it was very, very fun, because my dad actually can sing, but he kept trying. And that was amazing. And yes, in my last EP, there is One song that I produced myself that is like my first time ever doing that. In fact, it lasts like less than 1 minute because I was shy. And yes, there is a gruta, which is like a noise that actually I can't do.
I feel like it's hard to do,
yes.
Kind of.
And it's a sound women in Arab culture make when there is something, a message that has to be delivered, like in marriages, and things like that, in parties. And it goes like a very loud sound, like something like that. I can't do that. I say that again. But yes, it was really nice to put some Arab influences in my work because it's important. It's a part of me that sometimes I want to share. Yes.
Yeah. Let's listen to a little bit of that. This is In Breve Outro from my guest today, Laila Al-Habash.
Il tempo è l'unica cosa che è di tutti e non ce l'ha mai nessuno. Perché?
Io perché sei divisa tra due mondi nella lontana, cioè.
We also hear in that there's an audio clip of your friend. Yes. Can you tell us about that clip too?
Yes, it's like my friend saying stuff that made me really laugh. And I asked her permission, of course, to do that. And she was like, yes, let's do that. And I was like, okay, now you can say that you are in an album. So good for you. I needed that clip.
That was a bit of the song In Breve Outro from Laila Al-Habash's 2024 EP, Long Story Short. She is my guest today on Sense of Place Rome here on World Cafe. You grew up in Rome, but you live in Milan now. Why did you choose to move to Milan for your music?
Because I used to live in a town which is nearby Rome, but it's very different, totally different. It's a little town near Rome. And for my whole existence, I've been like begging my parents, please take me to a big city. Please, please, I have to do stuff. I have to meet people that I know that are in big cities and not here. So Rome at the time seemed like not a decision that wasn't brave enough for me, no? Because it was too close. It's a 30 minutes drive from my parents here. So I was too close. And I needed to move a little bit further. And Milan is 3 hours by train, so I can say that it's long enough. It's it's distant enough. No, it actually Milan made me realize that life is hard. Sometimes you're alone, but you have to keep doing that. And you know, I think that almost everyone at the end of their life, when it's in its when one person is in his 20s, they always choose like a city where something happens. And in my case, it was Milan.
How does it compare to Rome?
Do you have like 1 week so we can talk this through? Because I have things to say. I have a lot of things to say. No, Rome is something that I look at with a lot of nostalgia, really. And Milan is... more business oriented, okay, money driven. And Rome is like, sometimes I like to say Rome is so beautiful that for me it's like unbearable.
Oh yeah.
I can't live here. Too many distractions, too beautiful. I couldn't work. I don't know, but that's something I keep saying. So
that's really funny. The other day I was like heading over to the studio and I was thinking about what it would be like if this was my walk to work every day. And I was like, this is overwhelming.
This is overwhelming. As it is also a difficult city to live in. Even Italians sometimes are not very at ease with the Roman ways and the Roman living. So it can be challenging to live in Rome. But, you know, you are like mad in traffic and swearing and things like that. But then you turn right and there is the Colosseum and there is like San Pietro. And you're like, OK, so I can do that. I will be late. That's OK.
My guest today is Lila Alhabash on World Cafe. Well, we're going to hear you play a song from the thing that your fans are waiting for from you, the new album, Tempo, which comes out this fall. This album had its start in a dream that you had a few years ago. What was the dream?
I have a really cool... I have a lot of cool stories about dreams, because I dream a lot, and I also make dreams that became songs later. And I really remember dreaming me saying my album is gonna be named Tempo, which means time, because time is something that everyone has for free, but nobody knows how to use it. Nobody has it really, no? And then I woke up, and like later that day, I think I called my manager and said, okay, I think we have an album name. I don't have the album, but I got the name. It really went like that. Really went. I knew like the cover and the title, but I didn't have the song. But it still is like that.
What will the cover look like? Can you tell us?
No.
Okay. No.
No, I can't for the moment. Yes.
That's okay.
I'm confused, but yes, no, I can.
But you can play a song for us, though, and the song that you're going to play for us is Tuareg, which is the name of both a people in North Africa, but it also translates to an Arabic phrase, abandoned by God. What can you tell us about Tuareg before we hear it?
Tuareg is a song that I wrote in a moment where I was very, very, very struggling for someone who didn't reciprocate my feelings, no? And I was like devastated, and to feel better, I wrote this song, and it's Tuareg, so it's a song about struggling.
This is Lila Alhabash with Tuareg, live for the World Cafe.
Mi tratti male.
From her upcoming new album, Tempo, that was Laila Al-Habash performing Tuareg in front of a live audience at Studio 33 in Rome as part of our World Cafe Sense of Place Rome series. Laila has been my guest today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. It was beautiful.
I'm Rena Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe. Before the break here on World Cafe, you heard a performance and conversation with Laila Al-Habash, recorded live in Rome as part of our Sense of Place Rome series that is on now. We're exploring the music scene there. And if you want to see pictures and videos, which of course you do because it's Rome, it's beautiful, go to worldcafe.org and on our social media at World Cafe. You can also find me posting even more stuff on my own social media at RahRahRaina, RahRahRaina. Here's Lola Young with Messy.
saw you dancing to that one. Even if you're sitting in the car, you can still do the shoulder moves. Maybe even an arm swirl or two. That's Heart of Glass. It is Blondie. Forever is a long, long time. Two artists with thoughts on that in a very short time here on World Cafe. Tuned to World Cafe. Raina Duras with you. What does it mean to be with someone forever? Coming up in about 3 minutes, you'll hear Ray LaMontagne sing about loving someone for a lifetime in his song Forever My Friend. But first, an artist who maybe doesn't think of forever as an amount of time. Lucy Dacus named her latest album Forever Is a Feeling. And it sounds like this. Ankles, Lucy Dacus.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do, if it's the thought that counts. Let's think it through. So bite me on the show. Scissors again.
some changes always seem to hold on. Lately it feels like you can't take anymore. Something tells me, girl, this is bringing you down. Something tells me, girl, this is bringing you down. That we have for one another, maybe we can make this last a lifetime.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.